sweetheart. What have they done to you? You're a quivering mess. Oh, shh. I'm not here to hurt you. I promise, sweet one. You poor thing. Here, let me hold you. So frightened. Do you wish to run? You hardly have the energy to move. Stay. I'm here now. I told the others not to be so rough with you, else you'd break. How could they have been so careless, leaving you lucid while they fed upon you? But don't worry, darling. I won't let that happen again. No, honey, I know. No more, right? It's okay. You could rest now. The worst of it is over. They're gone. You can relax. I promise. I'm only here to take care of you, okay? What's wrong, sweetheart? Oh. How careless of me. I left my tail out. No wonder you still have that terrified expression on your face. There. I'll put it away. There. I should appear more human to you now with this illusion. Yes, I am one of them. A succubus. Just like my sisters. But, unlike them, I never meant to frighten you. I should have known better than to visit without disguising my appearance. Please don't be afraid. It's only natural that a human can only handle so much in such a short period of time. This is the least I could do. We chose you for your unusually high stamina, but you are still human after all. I never thought my sisters would find your limits so quickly. But shh, it's okay. I've got you now. You're safe. Here, relax onto my bed. You're such a mess. Sweat and tears and marks all over your body. My sisters were not kind, were they? I'm sorry for that. Here, I brought a washcloth. Will you let me clean you up? I know it's hard to speak. There's nothing wrong with that. All you need to do is nod your head for me, okay? Good boy. There we go. Doesn't this feel nice? I'm sorry I couldn't have come to you sooner, but my sisters were all too eager to break in their new toy. Their words, not mine. They told me they would agree to my plan, but only if they got to be the first to feed from you. But I'm not here for that. Not now, at least. I'm just here to make sure you're is there anything you need, sweetheart? Anything at all? Oh. I know. You'd like to leave. But I'm afraid that can't happen. Shh. Settle down. The rest for me. Focus on my fingers. Caressing your face. Stroking the top of your head. That's it. Good boy. Relax yourself. I'll explain everything. See, we've been feeding on humans in this town for some time now. But my sisters are gluttonous. And they overfeed. They get sloppy. They forget to hide themselves completely. It was only a matter of time before the people in this town caught on to our presence. Not to mention what their appetites are doing to the humans here. Moon sickness. It's not pleasant. Well, I couldn't stand watching what my sisters were doing to those poor humans during their reckless hunts. And I tried to help. I really did. But I couldn't visit every human that my sisters fed upon each night. I couldn't comfort and care for them. That's when I proposed a compromise. Instead of visiting several humans in one night, we would find one special human to serve all our needs. And we'd bring them back here for us to feed. This way, I could be sure to keep an eye on my sisters' feeding. Then we wouldn't risk any humans catching on to our activities. I thought that if I only had to worry about a single human, I could devote myself to taking care of just one, making sure that they were properly and sustainably cared for. In this way, I could minimize the overall harm done. See, I love you humans. I really do. And there's something about you I find just so charming. And every day you suffer and struggle to survive, and yet you constantly deny yourself that one pleasure that comes most easily to you, all because of some noble idea of purity and righteousness. Even those that don't abide by those silly notions deny themselves true gratification. There's always something subconsciously blocking your minds from completely succumbing to lust. That's true for him. What you humans call lust is only a mere shadow of the real thing. A feeling you can only experience when a succubus unlocks it for you. For my sisters and I, it feels so natural to experience lust. It's as natural as breathing is to you. I admit, over time I've become curious about you humans. What is it that drives you? What do you live for? Why do you go on when life is so directionless? It's honestly adorable. Actually, I've found myself enamored with your kind for some time now. My sisters laugh at me, say I shouldn't play with my food, but they don't understand you like I do. I've come to realize some things about your kind. Humans need release, but they also need comfort, intimacy, and affection. That's what my sisters don't realize. In their frenzy feeds, they don't appreciate the delicious morsel you really are. That's why my approach is more gentle. What do you think? Doesn't that sound nice? Oh, what's the matter, sweetheart? You were doing so well for me while I washed you. Now you're looking at me with fear. Didn't it feel nice? My gentle hands wiping you clean. My delicate fingers caressing the top of your head. I know it did. There's no need denying. I'm already in tune with your thoughts. I'm sorry if I've misled you. I didn't mean to give you the wrong impression. I am still a succubus after all. And I need to feed. just like my sisters. But I promise, I'll be gentle with you. You have nothing to worry about. In fact, haven't you noticed? This whole time I've been cleaning you, I haven't cleaned the one place on your body I should have. I didn't want to scare you, and I needed time for you to rebuild some stamina, to get comfortable with me, and also for you to get used to the pheromones I've been slowly releasing since you woke. That's right. You've been breathing in a special scent that makes you more docile and more aroused. Just relax, sweetheart. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Panic will only make you dizzy. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. So, don't fight it. Let it wash over you. Relax. Isn't it nicer this way? That's a good boy. You should be under my charm now. Your cock is already hard. You barely noticed because this whole time you've been staring at me, just like a good boy should. You don't need to pay attention to your cock. That's my job. Just focus on me, sweet one. I'll take care of you now. Let's start by getting your cock all cleaned up. Is that a little whimper? I could tell how sensitive he is already. I know, honey, I know. But you'll get used to it soon enough. Let me completely wrap him up in my washcloth as I clean you. There we go, sweetheart. See? You're hardly resisting at all. Perhaps you don't have any more energy to. Or perhaps you finally realize that I'm gonna take such good care of you. Now, if I gently stroke, I could clean all of the surface. I could tell by your whimpers it's a lot to handle right now. But I promise they'll subside once you give in. That's it, sweetie. Just relax. Let your mind empty. And focus on the pleasure. Focus on me stroking and playing with your cock. And focus on my touch. Oh, honey. When you sniffle like that, it breaks my heart. Don't cry, sweet one. I know you could take it. Your aura tells me you have enough stamina for a few more milkings. Yes, yes, you do. What's that you're whimpering about, sweetheart? You want to leave? Oh, that's not possible. No, little one. But I'll keep you safe. If you need someone to hold, I'll protect and be your succubus mummy. Just press your face into my chest and let it all out. Make all the cute little whimpers and whines you want while I stroke you. That's it. That's it. That's a good boy. Don't forget to breathe. Breathe in deep. Deep. And inhale mummy scent. In and out. In and out. Good job, sweetie. Keep breathing like that while I stroke you. There we go. Very good. You're breathing in so much of mummy. It's gonna make you more docile. And the more docile you become, the better you'll feel. Oh. What's that you're doing, baby? Are you trying to suck on mommy's breast? It's so precious. I can't take it. Mommy just wants you to feel nice and relax while she strokes and cleans you up for your next milking. Yes. In fact, I could feel you tensing up already. Are you ready to come? Oh, that's perfectly fine, darling. There's no need to hold back. You could come for me whenever you feel like. Don't think twice about it. Just feel good. Oh, and come for me. That's it. Oh, that's it. Yes, buck your hips. Oh, thrust into mommy's hands. I know you want to come. Oh. For mommy. Be a good boy and come into mommy's hand. That's it. That's it. Oh, let go. Let go. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come, sweetheart. Come for mommy. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. There we go. Ah, such a good boy. Shh. Keep sucking on mommy. Let this waves of pleasure wash over you. Oh, you did so good for mommy. Finally. I had a taste of what my sisters have been enjoying all night. Absolutely delicious. I knew you would be. I really could get used to this. And you will too. Just give it time. And look, there's still some cum leaking out of you. Now, I wouldn't be very good at taking care of you if I left you all dirty like this. Why don't you lay back for me? All the way back. And mommy will clean you up with her mouth. Here. I'll just gently lay your head onto the pillow. I'd remind you not to move, but I could tell that my little one is already tuckered out. And couldn't move even if you wanted to. But you don't want to, do you? No, you don't. No, no, no. Because then mommy wouldn't be able to take care of you down there. And you need to feel good again, don't you? Mm-hmm. And I promise, it won't be like my sister's feedings. I don't just want to drain you. I need to taste you. And play with you. And comfort you. And turn you into my perfect little whimpering good boy. So just relax while I taste, play, and comfort you. You are so delicious. What a treat. Getting harder and harder in my mouth. Your body's already learning how to behave for mommy. Mm. I just wanted a taste. Honest. But when your cock is right here like this, I really can't help myself. Does mommy's mouth feel good on you, sweetheart? Do you like the way that my soft tongue glides along you? How about when I swirl it around the tip? Like this. I could tell that that felt good, didn't it? You were practically thrusting your hips into me. See how easy it is for you to give in to the pleasure. You put up such a resistance with the others, but not with me. There's no need for that with mommy, is there, sweetheart? If you enjoy mommy's mouth, how about I take it deeper? Would you like? What a good boy. Your body is so honest with me. I really don't want to leave, do you? No. You want to stay here. And let mommy make you feel good. Thrust into mommy's throat. Give it all to me. Yes. What is it, baby? It feels good. Of course it does. No human could ever make you feel like this. Because no human has control over their tongue. Like mommy does. That'd be good. Fuck mommy's mouth. I want you to thrust until you come. I know you're close. And you will come. I feel it. Mommy's gonna suck it out of you. Good boy. Right there. Come for me. Come for me. Mm. Yes. Oh, good boy. Such a very good boy. Drinking you straight from the source. Shaping up to be mummy's favorite little snack. I love how your body trembles as the wave of pleasures flow through you. When I first walked in on you, you were such a frightened, whimpering mess. And now, well, you're still a whimpering mess. But at least you've started to accept your place here with mummy. Yes, you have. What is it, honey? Too much? I know you think that, but mummy knows best. Mummy knows best. You've got just enough stamina to give mummy one last meal. Yes, baby. I do mean that. Did you think mummy was just gonna use your hand in her mouth? No. I told you I was here to make sure you were properly milked. And that means you need to come inside my pussy too. Oh, sweetheart, no. Don't cry and whimper like that. What happened to my good boy? My mindless little who couldn't do a thing but feel good and moan. Are my pheromones losing their effect? Oh. But never mind that, darling. Mummy will take care of you. Mummy will take care of everything. Let me just... touch myself. I'm so wet for you. My fingers are just like... just from touching myself. Do you like watching? Does watching mummy rub her hot, wet pussy turn you on? I'll make sure we both experience a new height of pleasure once your cock is inside me. In fact, I guarantee it. You'll finally get to experience true lust. In its purest form. For me, it's as easy as turning a key inside of a lock. Look at me. Be a good boy. And keep watching mummy play with herself. You make mummy so hot. Difficult not to tease you. But I digress. Look below my belly. Just below my hips. Do you see the mark? That's pretty, isn't it? An intricate tattoo. That's a love crest. Now that I've become familiar enough with your body, I'll claim your mind as well. And this crest represents the door inside your mind, keeping you from experiencing lust. And there's only one way to unlock it. Now look at your cock. Do you feel that warmth? A similar crest disappearing along it. Oh, no, don't be scared. Shh, it doesn't hurt, right? No, sweetheart, in fact, it feels good. Remember that pleasure you felt. This is the key to unlock a new level of pleasure for you. Most humans never get to experience this high. In fact, the human mind isn't made to handle the sensations your body is about to experience. Lucky for you, Mummy's here to help you get there safely. See how my fingers glisten with my wetness? It's a special substance a succubus makes to make humans forget they were preyed upon. Ingested, it'll make most humans think they were only having a naughty dream. And in the morning, they'll forget all about it. It's the best way to protect your mind from being overwhelmed by the pleasure I'm about to give you. I've made it extra potent, so in the morning, you won't even remember all the milkings my sisters did to you. All you need to do is say, what's wrong? Don't be stubborn. Open wide for Mummy. Come on, sweetheart. I know you think you don't want it, but you have to trust me when I say you need this. It's for your own good. You've had it before, you know. Well, you wouldn't have remembered, but one of my sisters has had you before. That's how we decided to use you tonight. Because we knew how well you'd respond to our pheromones. And our medicine. Let me run my fingers along the bottom of your lip. Don't worry, honey. I won't do anything until you take your medicine. But I do really enjoy the feel of your skin. There's only one thing your body wants. And I can't give it to you until you take your medicine like a good boy. Look at you. You're starting to pant just a bit. It's so adorable. I do love the expression on your face. Trying to be so tough and resist what your body already knows it needs. Just give in. Be good for Mummy. Say ah. There we go. Good boy. That's it. Just suck on my fingers. Taking all the medicine. It. Just as you did with my breast earlier. Love it, darling. Look at you. Being so brave for me. I know you thought you didn't want any. But now you're sucking so greedily on Mummy's fingers. Do you like how Mummy tastes? Sweet, isn't it? Good boy. Clean all of it off. All of it. Swallow all of it down. There we go. Now give Mummy a kiss. I have to make sure you got it all. Yes, you did. Good boy. You did just perfectly for me, sweetheart. Now Mummy can finally reward you. What's that, baby? Feels tingly. That means it's working. I promise it's safer to forget. Forget where you are. Forget who you are. And forget to think. No thoughts at all. Just pleasure. Oh, you look so delectable like this. You're practically drooling. See? It's not so scary after all. You have Mummy here to take care of everything for you. Do you feel it? You can't see it, but my tail is coiling firmly around you. It's like a hug, isn't it, baby? It feels safe being wrapped up in my tail. It feels so snug and tight that you could let everything go. It should feel like as if you're floating. You're as light as a feather, and it's good to float. Let your mind drift away, and relax as you start to let the lock on the door Loosen ever so slightly. Relax. Mm-hmm. That's a dear. Let me dive deep into your mind. Now, I'm gonna line the key up with the lock. I just want you to feel. Don't think about anything. Just feel. Feel how good it feels. It feels good to submit to mommy. It feels good to let mommy feed from you. We're only just about to begin. Feel my tail coil firmly around your cock, positioning it in place, keeping it pressed against mommy's pussy. Just give in. Let it happen. I could tell that you need this so badly, and mommy's gonna give it to you. Only if you say please. Say please for mommy. That's it. Good boy. This is what you've needed. This is what we've both needed. Dear baby, do you want to come already? You've only just went inside me. Most humans do when they enter a succubus. I love imagining all the breakum you're already spilling into me. Delicious. I could really get addicted to you. Don't worry, sweetheart. Mommy's here. She's gonna keep going. Yes, she is. Don't worry. You could take it. You will take it. Because I'm not stopping. Yes. Just like that, I could feel your pre-cum inside me. Completely covering your cock as I ride you. Let out those beautiful moans for mommy. Sensation is amazing. Oh, yes. You're gonna be mommy's favorite toy yet. I don't think I could ever let you go after this. Maybe I just have to keep you here forever. Wouldn't you like that? To be mommy's personal milking toy? Of course you'd like that. You don't want this to ever stop. No. You want to be milked by mommy night after night after night after night. Non-stop. Until there's no more cum left to give. And even after that, you want her to keep going, don't you? Maybe it's unfair to ask you things like that when your head is so foggy from pleasure. But it's too late. Your mommy's little meal now. She's gonna take such good care of you. Forever. And all she needs from you is that you come. Can you do that for mommy? Can you do that for mommy, sweetheart? Can you come and send mommy's pussy? Can you feed mommy her favorite treat? Yes. Oh, I need it. I know you're at the edge. And you're going over the edge no matter what. You're gonna come for mommy. Come for me. Come for mommy. Yes. Yes. Come inside, mommy. Be my good boy. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Mommy's toy now? Of course you are. Mommy's favorite toy. Mommy's only toy. You want to stay with me forever? Oh, silly human. You really are not thinking straight. Don't you want to go home anymore? Your mind confused. Oh, wait, sweetheart, don't tell me you didn't swallow all of mommy's medicine like she told you to. Oh, honey, I told you to swallow all of it. Humans can experience pure lust without risking unnatural mental fatigue. We must fix this. Now listen to mommy. Empty your mind and focus on me. Focus on my voice and these kisses. Okay? Good boy. This will help you blur your bad memories and leave you with only good dreams. They aren't the most potent arsenal I have at my sleeve, but this will have to do for now. Using my full succubus powers might be too much for you right now. I just hope this will be enough to help you feel safe again. You'll forget about tonight. What is it, dear? You don't want to forget about Mummy? Oh, silly human. You are too precious for your own good. Only bad thoughts will melt away. But if you love Mummy, I'm here to stay. Okay? Now rest for me. You should start to feel sleepier and sleepier. This time, you need to not fight that feeling. Okay. Relax. Melt into Mummy. There we go. Close your eyes. Your eyes while I massage you. Feels nice, doesn't it? Now be a good boy. And drift off. Oh, and drift off. And I really should return you home before anybody notices you missing. You're just so sweet. Maybe I need to keep you here a little longer. It'll be for your own safety, of course. How else will Mummy protect you? I need to watch over you and make sure you recover. You're in good hands. You're safe.